And greetings and good morning. Welcome to the Monday, October 7th, 2024 Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And Monday through Friday from 11 until 1 on AmericasNewsNetwork.com, the internet radio for KHNC out of Johnstown, Colorado. Programs for both hours will be on the podcast section at 1360KHNC.com, the Present Truth site. First hour, this first hour will air Monday through Friday. The first hour airs at 6 p.m. on 1360KHNC AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, Mountain Time. I should remember to mention this is Colorado time, Colorado time. Okay, well, we have a second hurricane coming, another man-made hurricane heading toward Florida. The administration, the rulers of the country aren't going to be able to hide any longer the ability that they have to create inclement weather, whether inland, tornadoes, heat, high winds. They can't hide it any longer. It is in the Bible. The prophets of Israel and Christ himself said that there would be events or unnatural occurrences that would happen in the world before he returns. Earthquakes in many, many places. There would be the ocean roaring. In other words, tidal waves, tsunamis. There would be drought. There would be the little bugs, the creatures, insects would be part of the plagues of the time before he comes. And the Bible talks about over countries, fallen angels that will rule over the in the air over different nations like Russia or like Persia, which would be Iran, or Greece. Daniel talks about the Prince of Persia, the Prince of Grecia, meaning powers in the air, spirits that rule over countries. The Bible talks about a spirit called Rahab. We would pronounce it as Rahab, but in the Bible it is pronounced Rahav, meaning a spirit who controls the wind. In Revelation, the winds are at some point going to have to be still, and spirits control the wind. But there would be technology created, and President Johnson talked about Lyndon Baines Johnson. He is a Bain man, all right. Spoke of the ability that the America had a new weapon. He who controls the weather can control the world. He spoke it. He knew, he was told by the Defense Department that we had the ability to do that. And in the next few years, we would begin to understand how they could control weather through microwave, through sending high amounts of energy, electricity, or microwave into the atmosphere, into the ionosphere, charge the ionosphere, and from the ionosphere and satellite, you can warm up oceans, warm up land masses, melt ice at the poles. It's technology, and it is a weapon that people in America refuse to believe it even exists. But it's okay. It does exist. It will affect them. America, empire, is going to use it and is using it on this country presently. They've used it on the East Coast, in Helena, and they're using it again in the next hurricane coming inland. Yesterday on the Olive Tree program, I presented to the audience the Great Russian War that's going to take place next year. Russia and the other nations in this next year will begin to prepare the armies. China, North Korea, Russia are going to begin upping their military industries, and Russia is going to end up with these other nations, Turkey and Azerbaijan, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya. They are bringing a great catch, a great millions and billions of pounds of weapons to the Middle East next year. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of rifles, bombs, rockets, tanks, because there's a war to be fought in the Middle East. These nations are going to, in this next year, prepare for this coming war. It's going to happen, and I will continue along this line when I get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet. Okay. And I have articles that I have before me to present, but I felt yesterday, I've been waiting for, maybe a year and a half to present a program on the Great Russian War. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 and all the details I presented yesterday on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, which is on podcast 1360KHNC.com, Olive Tree site. And I did the detail, I gave the details yesterday. It'll take too long to get into the details of the Russian war. And I, like I say, a year and a half, I have considered doing it. I had to wait till the right time. Over the last year, I have been visiting with people I pray with, family, and people that support me, that the Russian war that'll take place next year, the God will destroy the armies, Russia, Persia, which is Iran, Turkey, possibly armies out of Ukraine, other Soviet bloc nations, the old Soviet bloc nations, Ethiopia and Libya. And this war is going to be fought next year. Well, in that war, I will give you a little secret, something that God has hidden. And it took this Hurricane Helene, and the Lord gave me permission to go ahead and present something that is very important in that war. I'm going to read it to you. For years, Christians, well, I'm going to, the people that have studied that war, they have certain feelings. I have a different feeling than maybe they do. But here, toward the end of the chapter 38, God says that when the judgment comes, verse 19, this is a war with all these nations coming against Israel. And God says, for in my jealousy and in my fire, in the fire of my wrath, surely in the days, at the end time, in the end time, in the end days, this has never happened in Israel, in Russia yet, or in Israel. There's going to be a great shaking. It's even going to be a cosmic catastrophe in the land of Israel. Cosmic, meaning something not natural. So that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall tremble and shake at my presence. And the mountains will be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, every wall, natural or artificial, will fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against a powerful spirit that rules over Russia. I will call for a sword against the armies that come with Russia, throughout all the mountains, my mountains, says the Lord God, every man's sword will be against his brother. They're all coming, a great theft, all coming to steal and to rob, to take what's not theirs. And they're going to fight amongst themselves as to who is going to get what. It's like you follow a Brinks truck. They carry all this money from bank to bank, from the Federal Reserve to the banks. And somebody's in the back of the truck throwing $100 bills out. And everybody's fighting to see how many $100 bills they can get. This is kind of the spirit of what's going to happen. Russia is going to claim this part of Israel. Turkey's going to say, I want that. Ethiopia's going to say, no, this is mine. Libya's going to say, no, no, that belongs to me. All the other armies, they're all going to fight to see who's going to get what land, what territory. They're going to get gold or oil or what city. They're going to fight over the spoils. God says, and with pestilence, meaning sickness, with bloodshed, meaning war, actual fighting, I will enter into judgment with Gog. I will rain upon him and upon his hordes. Now, this is present-day Jordan. It's not a very, I mean, it's not like a, it's semi-arid, but God is going to send rain, moisture, like in the hurricane in Helena. I'm going to send rain upon his hordes, upon the many peoples that are with him, torrents of rain. Torrents of rain. A lot of rain. Millions of metric tons of rain. And great hailstones. Hailstones. Hail. Bigger than a softball. That's just not an area that is normally, you don't have a lot of hail there. That's Oklahoma. This is man-made. I'm presenting to you, this is American weather warfare. The United States is going to be involved in that war. God says he's going to do it, but it's going to be the United States of America using HAARP technology, weather warfare. They're going to be spraying chemtrails over the area. They're going to have all these Doppler or next rad sites, either from ship or from space. What you witnessed in last week in Chimney Rock in South Carolina, North Carolina, along the coast, this war in Ezekiel 38 and 39, God says he's going to do it, but God is going to use the United States of America. Barack Obama is going to use this weaponry on Russia, Turkey, all of those soldiers that come. This is what Lyndon Johnson was talking about. I've told you for the last year and a half that the weather warfare weapons are in the Bible. Now I'm giving you chapter 38 of Ezekiel. And I wasn't allowed. The Lord Jesus didn't allow me to say anything about this. I've told friends about it starting a year ago. My wife, my children, other people that support me. This war in Russia, the Russian war, when Russia comes against Israel in the Jordan, nation of Jordan, it will be, America will be involved using technology from space, the ionosphere, next rad, Doppler, from aircraft above that is able, they're going to be able to use conventional weapons. It says that there are going to be great hailstones, fire. What kind of fire? Laser. Just like in Paradise, California. Like what occurred in Hawaii on the islands. Fire hotter than the sun. And brimstone. Last week in Beirut, in the center of Beirut, Israel attacked, and the people started to began to complain they could smell sulfur. Well, sulfur is phosphorus. America is going to use phosphorus on these armies. And this is why God is going to bring them together into one place, and God is going to punish them using America. And God says that it's going to be cosmic. It's going to be something unnatural, something from another dimension. God is trying to wake up the world, the people of the world. He is coming. Jesus Christ is 8 years out, 8 years plus a little bit. He's warning the world that the children of the devil are in the positions of power internationally. They're at war with God, with mankind, with Israel, the children of Israel, and with the Christian lampstands, the people in the churches. I gave more detail on yesterday's program, but I've been waiting for the right time. And with what happened in this last, with Hurricane Helene, they were able to accelerate the winds. They were able to flatten millions of trees. They don't want people into that area because they don't want to, they don't want people to see the force of the destruction of Harp and I tell you. Now, there's nothing we can do about it. All of this is being conducted in Boulder, Colorado. Right out of Boulder, Colorado, the high occult place in the United States of America. NCAR and NOAA. All great devastation is coming worldwide out of Colorado. In the air, from outer space, using the wind. The occult children in this country are working with the fallen angels, working together. It's not going to work. These people think you can control fallen angels. You can reason with them. You can be friends with them. No, these spirits in another dimension, this is the purpose of CERN, opening portals into another dimension. America is now, you might say, trying to put a noose on the great angelic forces that control weather. Well, these forces will turn on America. And they will burn America with fire, with laser, with cosmic powers hotter than the sun. But that's down the road a ways. That's 7-8 years away. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes. We'll talk about more cosmic events.
y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from that love. "For I am sure," Paul says, "that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Fall is a great time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 8 to 10-foot tall Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple for $439.50 and get a second tree for 50 cents. That's two big trees for only $4.40. Come see!
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your again.
So in Ezekiel chapter 38, God is saying that he is going to next year, he's already doing it, but next year, this cosmic event, when the United States uses what Henry Kissinger said, AI, future wars will be fought using AI. And for this audience, Barack Obama will be back in power. This will be the weapons that he will use, not only on Russia, but on the nations of the world that refuse to go along with American hegemonic New World Order objectives. I realize this is shocking, but what God says in His Word is true. Jesus Christ never lied, not to Herod, not to the Pharisees, not to His disciples, not to the crowds, not to Israel. The King of the Jews, He never told a lie. This Yeshua that the Jewish people rejected never told a lie. His prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, they warned Israel that as they were hardened in their heart toward their God, God would punish them. They warned the people of the nations that if the people of the nations refused to believe that God was active in the affairs of mankind and the nations, if they refused to believe that God existed, they would be punished. And even the Christian people, if they decide they want to, you know, just be casual with God, they also would be punished. But God said in Ezekiel 38 that He, the fish shake, the cattle, the earth, everything in the sea, they're going to shake at His presence. In other words, the nature, the creeping things, the beasts of the field, the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, and even men on the earth, when they see this war, they're going to think it's Armageddon. It's not. Armageddon's seven years and 2.5 months in the future. This happens 7 years, 2.5 months before Armageddon. It's completed by that time. But the whole earth, the creatures, the birds, the fish are going to shake at God's presence. God is trying to speak to the people of the world that He has to come to punish the wicked. He's coming to punish the wicked, the evil, those who hate the earth, that hate mankind, that hate God. He's coming to punish them. Russia, there has been a latent hatred to God and to the Jewish people in Russia, Turkey, Iran, pretty much open now. And all these armies that are coming, the hatred of Israel, the hatred of God, they're going to be punished. 1 year ago today, Hamas made a big mistake. They attacked the children of Israel in southern Israel. That 1 year ago today, the great prophecy of Psalm 83 began. The great, great prophecy in the last decade. It happens inside the 10-year period of the last decade. It began. It began right after the great solar eclipse that came across the United States of America. The second eclipse, the first eclipse crossed one way, the second eclipse the opposite way, making a big X on America. America's judgment is coming. But before America's judgment comes, God is going to punish all of the ancient families and nations in the region surrounding Israel that have been hostile to the Jewish people for 3,700 years. The next punishment comes to Russia, Turkey, the nations north of Turkey, possibly some German armies, possibly Ukraine, forces out of Ukraine. Like I stated yesterday on the program, the Olive Tree Ministry program, which is on archived on 1360khnc.com. I gave more details. Russia and the people in Ukraine, their family, they're having a squabble, a family squabble. It's the way the Bible sees it. But once Russia has an enemy, it may be that some of the forces in Ukraine may call a timeout to work with Russia and come down to the nation of Jordan with all these other armies to fight Israel. They want to be in on taking some of the loot, some of the booty, some of the valuable things of Israel. They want a portion of the land. They would definitely like to have acreage. Each nation, each army coming, they want acreage. They want a piece of land in the Middle East. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
This first hour will air again this evening, 6 to 7 on AM radio, 1360, out of Johnstown, Colorado. And the podcast, 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. There's another shaking taking place presently right now in the United States. There's a shaking in the occult world, and there's a war taking place in the power structure of this country. It's an occult war, two occult covens, you might say. I guess that'd be a way to make it clear. Are in conflict, both wanting power, both wanting to control what happens in this country. You have a hidden group of devil worshipers fighting, trying to find a way to take control of the Defense Department and all the agencies of this country. Then you have in the open the Kamala team. They are also at war with this other hidden group. And one of these two groups will eventually lead America. It won't be Donald Trump. And the one group that is going to be knocked out of position is the Kamala team. Kamala team is being replaced. Team Kamala. Team Walls. Now there's the movie Dumb and Dumber. Now, this is where you're going to be forced to use your reasoning. Okay, now who is dumb? Who is dumber? Is it Kamala that's dumb, or is she the dumber? Of the two, it's a flip of the coin. Both are incompetent, but both are being used, and they have been given, they've been fed a lie. They believe that there's a possibility that they actually could be the Team Kamala to lead the United States. Give direction to this country. But in the shadows, there's Team Barry. Barry and, oh my goodness, should I tell you the truth or should I? Okay. There's Barry and Bill. Team Barry and Bill. Bill Gates of Hell and Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Donald Trump, the train has momentum. It has great potential. It is almost unstoppable. And I was listening to a program that was sent to my wife, and they were talking about the weapon or the system that is going to be used against Donald Trump. I just heard this Saturday. I've been talking about it for a couple of 2.5 years. COG, continuity of government. Now there are people stating continuity of government is the weapon or the way, the agency, the means in which Donald Trump will be, the train will, they will throw the switch and the Trump train will take another direction. And in its place will be the B&B connection. Bill and Barry, or Barry and Bill. Bill Gates of Hell, Barry Satoru, his Christian name for Barack Obama, the Muslim name. Is there anything we can do about it? No. Prophecy must be fulfilled. We cannot change prophecy. Barry has a job to do next year. He has to get ready for the Great Russian War. The technology is being tested. World War II, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, America made it clear. We have the resolve to use these weapons on any nation of the world that challenges us. Next year or this year, we have been using this technology on the American people. Last week, it was used in North and South Carolina in that region. They have the resolve. This is a warning to the nations of the world. With the BRICS nation, the BRICS countries coming together in about 2 weeks, it's a warning to these nations. America, Empire, has the resolve to use these weapons on any nation that challenges Empire. This is a statement. We don't see it in this country as a statement. The nations do. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem-solution, one-product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
So it was yesterday on October 6th on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program that I did the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. The first chapter talks about Russia being destroyed with all the armies on the mountains of Israel, which is present-day Jordan. Chapter 2 talks about fire that will be rained upon Russia and all of the islands surrounding Russia, meaning probably the armies that come with Russia, Turkey. Turkey sits in the island, you might say, possibly Azerbaijan. So these nations, bombs are going to fall on their cities. That's chapter 39. And I documented it on October 6th, yesterday, 2024. And I'm presenting this today on The Present Truth, documenting it also here on October 7th. Because we couldn't see, meaning Bible prophecy teachers couldn't see how God was going to destroy Russia. Well, this is why I've been waiting for a year, maybe a year and a half, to present that it will be exactly the same kind of weaponry that is being used and was used in North and South Carolina and in that area. The same weaponry will be used next year on Russia and all of these armies. American people will begin to wake up. They won't deny any longer that we, America, empire, using, we have perfected the way to control the weather and the system in place is in Boulder, Colorado, NORAD, NCAR. Is there anything we can do about it? No. God just wants the world to know that the technology exists. The center of that technology is in Boulder, Colorado, in Colorado, through the Space Command, NOAA. They have their own satellites. They have other ships with the same ability, mobile, next rad, or mobile ways to hit the atmosphere with Doppler, with microwave. It's all microwave. It's all cosmic. It's all scalar. From airplane above with laser being shot down, focused on points on the Earth, satellite. We are in the end time. We're in the end time. And Ezekiel says, in the last days this will happen. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, podcasts, 1360KHNC.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy